The flags at the UN are flying half-mast to mourn the passing of former South African president and freedom fighter Nelson Mandela. Mr. Mandela died in his Johannesburg home late on Thursday at the age of 95. In paying tribute to Madiba, as he was affectionately known in his country, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Mandela greatly influenced many around the world by his selfless struggle for human dignity, equality, and freedom. Don Bob reflects on his legacy and service to humanity.
Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela was born July 18, 1918, in Mveso, Transkei, South Africa. Becoming actively involved in the anti-apartheid movement in his 20s, Mandela joined the African National Congress in 1942. For 20 years, he directed a campaign of peaceful, nonviolent defiance against the apartheid South African government and its racist policies that subjected blacks to degrading, dehumanizing, and discriminatory treatment. On June 12, 1964, Mandela was sentenced to life in prison at the infamous Rivonia trial on four counts of sabotage. Also convicted with him were Walter Sisulu, Ahmed Kathrada, Govan Mbeki, Dennis Goldberg, and some others. Mandela was kept in several detention facilities, with the last and main one being Robben Island, just off the southern shoreline of Cape Town. On February 11, 1990, Mandela was released from prison after more than 27 years. Later that same year, he embarked on a world tour visiting London and the United States, where he was received by then U.S. President George Herbert Walker Bush. Mandela also visited New York and the United Nations, where he addressed a fully packed special session of the UN General Assembly and spoke of apartheid.
It will forever remain an indelible blight on human history that the apartheid crime ever occurred. It will forever remain an accusation and a challenge to all men and women of conscience that it took as long as it has before all of us stood up to say, enough is enough.
In July 1991, Mandela became president of the African National Congress, the ANC. And in 1993, Nelson Mandela was accorded the Nobel Peace Prize along with former South African President F.W. de Klerk, who in 1989 began dismantling apartheid. On April 29, 1994, following elections in South Africa in which the majority blacks were allowed to vote for the first time, Nelson Mandela was elected the first ever black president of the Republic of South Africa in what was described as the first all-race democratic elections in the country's history. He was inaugurated as president on May 10, 1994. Later that year, in October, President Mandela, as the first black president of a multiracial South Africa, expressed thanks to the United Nations for its role in ending apartheid.
The millions of our people say thank you and thank you again that the respect for your own dignity as human beings inspired you to act to ensure the restoration of our dignity as well.
After fighting sacrificially and successfully against South Africa's racial segregation, Mr. Mandela won great acclaim from inside and outside his country and gained recognition as the founding father of the country's democracy. Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela, affectionately and respectfully called by many South Africans as Madiba, truly demonstrated his commitment to true democracy when, in 1999, after only one term as president, he decided to step down in order to allow others of the ANC leadership to further champion the cause of equality, reconciliation, and democracy in the new South Africa.
As I sit in Kuno, my village, and grow as ancient as its hills, I will continue to entertain the hope that there has emerged a cadre of leaders in my own country and region, on my continent, and in the world, which will not allow that any should be denied their freedom as we were, that any should be turned into refugees as we were, that any should be condemned to go hungry as we were, that any should be stripped of their human dignity as we were.
Nelson Mandela, lawyer, freedom fighter, political prisoner, peacemaker and Nobel laureate, president, a healer of nations and a mentor to generations of leaders and people from all walks of life throughout the world, dead at the age of 95.